KT. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
What a fun time talking about Lobo football with Coach Derek Wareheim. I've been blessed. We've talked with Danny Gonzalez, the new head coach at UNM, and now Coach Wareheim. We're hoping to get the defensive coordinator Rocky Long and Danny Gonzalez to talk with us here shortly in a couple weeks. So thanks so much to Derek Wareheim for spending that time with us. And now I get to have what I'm calling the Proud Daddy segment. My daughter, Abby Williams, who's also works here at KNKT. She's been producing and being a board operator and all kinds of different things, but she has graduated now from Point Loma Nazarene University. And of course, Saturday, Abby, was the time it was scheduled to happen. We should all be in San Diego right now, but congratulations, young lady, on getting your work done.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Appreciate it. You know, I wish you were in San Diego, but, you know, Albuquerque's pretty, too.
You know, it is amazing here. We have more beach, actually, than San Diego. We just don't have the ocean.
That's a little contradictory, but that's okay.
Well, I guess beach is only beach if you have water next to it. So I'm just saying that we have a lot of sand.
You're right. We have a lot of dirt. It's not even sand. And, you know, the lovely Rio Grande, that's pretty great.
There you go. Hey, Abby, what we're talking about today is there's a lot of high school graduates. There's a lot of college graduates. They're following the stay-at-home order. They're trying to keep our country and their families safe. But they're also missing their friends. And you've been here in Albuquerque instead of San Diego now for about, what, 6 weeks, 8 weeks?
Yeah, it's about maybe a month and a half to 2 months.
Yeah, and you've been doing online learning. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and how hard, how different that has been. But I want to ask you, is there a positive to what we're all calling the new normal?
I mean, obviously, I think in any circumstance, you're going to have some positives, even though, you know, quarantine seems really hard right now. We don't get to go outside as much. We don't get to see our friends and stuff like that. But also, there's so many positives. I mean, for me, like you said, I was away from college at college and I wasn't with you guys. So it's been really great kind of reconnecting with family again. And obviously, you're spending way too much time with family. But again, it kind of improves those relationships. I've really gotten to rediscover some of my old hobbies that I don't necessarily have time during college to do. You know, like I'm reading more. I've tried to touch on my artistic side a little more. I'm getting outdoors. I forgot how much I love to bike ride, and I get to do that now. And honestly, like, there's a huge positive for me when it comes from kind of a career perspective. I have so much time now that I can sit down, work on my resume, work on my cover letters, apply to all these jobs, and really prepare for after the world opens from quarantine. So I think there's a lot of positives. It's just kind of how you're looking at it.
And you've mentioned that there may be some positives, although you're not getting a lot of response to job applications now, but you think, based on some things that you've read, there might be more opportunities for people as we come out of this.
Absolutely. I mean, it's no secret that our economy is having a little bit of a hard time right now. And there are so many job opportunities now because, you know, once the world opens back up, people are going to have to rehire. And, you know, that just gives us, especially college graduates, so much more of an opportunity to apply to so many different jobs. Because, like I said, there are so many openings right now, and we just have to go find them and be patient and just put in the work right now so that when the world doesn't open back up, that we can actually, you know, go out into the career world and help the world reopen, honestly.
When we were preparing for the show a little bit earlier today, we were talking about your roommates and how closely you lived with four other people, and you're together every day, and you're in each other's way, and you're cooking meals together, and everything's together. You miss them.
Oh, so much.
And how are you staying in touch with them?
So, you know, it was difficult transitioning. That was one of the hardest transitions, honestly, that I made. You are living on your college campus where your friends are either a 2-minute walk away, or for me, I was living with my best friends. So that would mean that even after we were doing homework, we'd always just be together, hanging out, laughing. We were never alone. We were never bored. And those are the times that I really miss now, because like I said, we have family, but also, like, you know, my mom is working from home, and so she's not really getting to talk to me. My sister's in a room watching Netflix, so we're not really getting that actual, like, communication and quality time that I want. And so that's something I really miss. And I know for me, and I've been Zooming my roommates a lot, FaceTiming and Zooming. So that has really helped. We do try to do that like once a week. We definitely need to do it more, but you know, we're in the throes of finals right now. So that's gotten a little tough. But yeah, we're texting, and luckily we're in an age of social media. So we're posting. So we're kind of, you know, staying up to date. We're able to Snapchat, text, all this stuff. But at the same time, you do really miss that aspect of quality time and in-person and face-to-face interaction. It's really not the same. But also, all of us are going a little bit stir-crazy because we did get so used to being with each other all the time. We were never bored. And now we're just sitting in our rooms, twiddling our thumbs, trying to do work, trying to find the motivation to do our homework. But, you know, it definitely is just different. But I think it's amazing that technology like Zoom and Snapchat and FaceTime and all of that has actually helped us, you know, keep our closeness, I would say.
You know, my sister, your aunt, has a sign over her kitchen sink that says something like, I like loves and kisses, but what I really like is someone to do the dishes. Are you getting a little time to do that kind of work around the house?
You know I am. You know you're bored when you just voluntarily start cleaning. So yeah, my mom has definitely appreciated me being home because I'm the one to refill the K-cup drawer. I'm the one to unload the dishes. I occasionally cook for her. And so I think that's been a really great thing, at least for my mom.
Abby Williams is on the actually in studio with me. Abby's also my daughter. She does a lot of work here at KNKT. When she's not in college, she's been here as a board operator. She does a lot of voice tracking. You've heard her on KNKT for a couple or 3 years. She's now in the job market, looking for jobs, and we're talking about the positive aspects of what Corona-19 might bring to our society. But Abby, when we come back, there's some people that are sad. There's people that are feeling, you know, lonely, and both high school students, college students, that kind of thing. And when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about that. And also want to talk to you a little bit about an article that you wrote and some work that you've done, in some areas that are also kind of sensitive. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. Abby Williams will be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Do you have an old clunker or a good running vehicle? Donate to Joy Junction. It can help bring hope to the homeless. If it's in good condition, great. If not, no problem. Running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us and we'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help? Here's Joy Junction CEO, Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless families, men and women, for more than 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have a new additional space to give more dignity and privacy to those who come to our doors. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
For many of us this year, our Mother's Day celebrations will look a little different than usual. Calvary Church wants to celebrate with you and your family at their Mother's Day drive-in services this Saturday, May 9th at 6:30 p.m. And again, Sunday, Mother's Day, May 10th at 9 and 11:30 a.m. Come worship with battle drums and hear a message from Pastor Skip live from the Osuna campus parking lot. Tickets are free, but we're limiting them to 900 per service. Attendees will be required to stay in their vehicles at all times. Register for tickets online at eventbrite.com. And again, those tickets are free. So pretty close to being sold out. Get signed up for that and come visit with us on Mother's Day. It'll be a special treat for your mom. Abby Williams in studio with us, and we're talking about what some people are calling the COVID-19 graduates of 2020.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that may be a label, Abby, that the graduating class is stuck with. But we'll talk about what your class can do to define themselves away from COVID-19. But before we do that, I want to ask you about online learning and how I know you've been interrupted a little bit, but how are you picking up with everything after that?
Yeah, so obviously all of my classes transferred to online, and I kind of think the joke that's going around about everyone graduating from Zoom University is actually so true, because that's what it is now. We're all doing, you know, virtual classes through Zoom. And I'm not going to lie to you, like, I'm so thankful that I'm able to still continue my education, but online is a whole new beast. It is so tedious. I had so much busy work. And honestly, it's harder to learn. You know, you're putting way more responsibility on yourself. You got to make sure that you're reading, that you're actually, you know, taking part in the Zoom discussions. And I mean, for me, I definitely think it was harder to learn that way. But at the same time, if you put, you know, the necessary energies into it, you can make it really effective.
Yeah. Abby, you're a Gen Xer. And I want you to address, if you would, people that you think might be home, kind of feeling isolated. You know, they can't be in school, they can't be with their friends, all the things that you mentioned. Can you put something, give a positive perspective for them, maybe even spiritually, to encourage them today?
Yeah, so I think it kind of depends. At least for my age people, I just keep remembering Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." And I really have been thinking about that, because obviously I'm looking towards the future. I'm like, okay, God, what's next? You know, people aren't hiring, people aren't doing, you know, careers are just not there right now. They can't hire people, and it's just a hard time for the economy. So I've really been thinking about that lately. And when I'm feeling, you know, down or something like that, I actually try to make it more productive. And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling down right now, so let me rewrite this resume. Let me rewrite this cover letter. Let me apply to this job. Let me, you know, just sit down, edit this article that I've written. And I think that's a really healthy way to do it. When I'm feeling all those sad thoughts, I'm like, okay, well, how about instead of looking at this quarantine as a bad thing, let me look at it as time to better myself and actually get me ahead for once the world does open. And then for people who aren't obviously looking for jobs, who are kind of might be in one of the older generations, you know, this just has to be a time where maybe God's telling us that we need to stop for a second, reflect, and maybe even rest. Yes. I think a lot of us just live in that fast-paced life where we don't necessarily want to stop ever. We're just go, go, going. And I think that honestly, quarantine could be just that, God's way of telling us, hey, you guys are moving too fast. You guys need to stop, reflect, get outside, enjoy the beautiful nature that God has created. Mm-hmm. Spend time with the people that he has placed in your life, and just, you know, don't take for granted all the things that he's given you.
You are also, I know, doing some workouts.
That is true.
And it's not just running. Tell us about that you're doing for both your physical and mental health.
Yeah, so honestly, working out has always been a mental, emotional, and physical thing for me, and even spiritual. I actually was taking a yoga class this semester, and I just got to talk about this in a paper. I don't think people realize how, like, beneficial it is for you, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You know, God gave you the body that he gave you and the abilities that he gave you so that you can use them for his glory. So when you take care of your own body, that in return is actually worshiping him. And then even mentally and emotionally, I know that I feel so cramped up in the house sometimes, and all I need to do is just leave. So whether that's walking or running, I have a punching bag in my garage. I go take some frustrations out on that. You know, and then there's so many things like that we can use. There's like, look up on YouTube, a good workout video, Nike training app. It's free and you can download it. There's just so many options for you. Just get moving. And I promise you, you will feel so much better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically.
Hey, this is a little bit off script, but I was just thinking about all the binge watching that people are doing on TV. And you know, hey, I like to sit down and watch a good program. I love documentaries. I've been just going crazy on Netflix and Prime watching documentaries. I just love them. But a lot of times what I'm seeing my friends do is watch very dramatic, sad stories. And then they can't figure out why they're sad.
I think you're talking to me, Dad.
I am one of those people. I don't want to feel like I want to jump off a building after I watch a show. So I think that mental health is really we need to do some things. I'm trying to point people in this program to things to read. For example, if you want to know about politics, go to the RioGrandeFoundation.org or go to Viante and read about New Mexico politics. And you can really get a lot of information because we have a big primary election coming up beginning of June. And the best way to get ready to vote is do some research. Really know who you're talking to and what you're doing. And we point people to all kinds of other resources. Today it's kind of past now, but today was the National Day of Prayer. Online, they had churches all over the country praying from 11:30 to 1:30, and it was an online event because we couldn't do the, you know, meeting downtown in the Civic Plaza and all of that. So we try to point people in directions where they can get resources. One of my favorite things too is to go to the Creation Science Fellowship website. Because they have all kinds of cool articles about science and how the scripture supports science and how science supports scripture. So I just try to point people at all of those different resources. I'm taking a course right now with Hillsdale College. I got to point people there. Hillsdale College, I'm taking a Constitution 101 class, which is online learning. I didn't know I'd be good at that, but it's actually pretty fun, and I'm learning all about the United States Constitution.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but at least for me, when I'm hearing you say these things, you're like, okay, why do people not turn towards those? And instead they're just sitting and watching Netflix. Mm. I'm telling you, it all goes back to motivation. Mm. All of those things require some sort of work. And at least for me and like all my old roommates, we literally just talk about our lack of motivation right now. Mm. Even schoolwork, we're just like, oh my goodness, I do not want to read this book. I do not want to write this paper. I do not want to take this test. And don't get me started on discussion board questions. Those are the worst. But I mean, I think you're right. If we can start looking towards other things to actually, you know, focus on that actually can benefit us rather than maybe sitting and watching Netflix for hours on hours.
Yeah.
That would be great. But I'm telling you, people are just trying to find motivation right now.
Yeah. Well, and we want to try to encourage people. We really thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. Abby, say something, if you would, to the high school seniors and kind of what they're thinking about doing right now.
Well, high school seniors, it wasn't that long ago that I was kind of in your shoes. Obviously your situation, it hurts my heart because I loved the last bit of my high school career, but also you have to know that it doesn't end here. Everyone says your best days are in high school, but I promise you they're not. My 4 years in college made me grow as a person. I have so many memories, and that's the thing. You guys have 4 years to look forward to, so try to focus on that rather than the time that you guys lost.
Awesome job, Abby.
Thanks.
I guess you're like your mom a lot, so you're pretty good.
Well, you're the one that's on the radio, so I don't know.
Hey, I appreciate you so much and all the work you do here. You've been a blessing in my life, and going to continue to pray and hope you do good moving forward.
Thanks, Dad. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me on today.
We'll see you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.